This is a really difficult matter. I think people on Friday would have heard about what happened in Abbott Street in one of our top hotels. It's just a dreadful, dreadful business. That was just Thursday night. But in the past, particularly ever since March, from time to time there's reference made on this program about an increasing number of suicides. Now, they're not publicised. Very little is said. And because of that, they tend to happen under the radar, stay under the radar. Nothing effective seemingly is done in the view of some specialists to address this. Well, it's a national tragedy. Now, it says here, this is an article by Peter Carruthers in Saturday's Cairns Post. Every person in Cairns should have easy access to an accredited mental health first aider, according to Dr. Edward Koch Foundation Chief Executive Dulcie Bird. Now, Ms. Bird's comments follow the tragic death of a man in the CBD last Thursday night, which left witnesses distraught and shocked. And goes on to say the Abbott Street incident came after the death of former Cairns Chamber Executive Sandy White the previous week. Now, it goes on to say, last week, Australian Institute Health and Welfare Statistics placed the Kuranda area as the third highest suicide hotspot in the state. North and South Cairns were also high up on the list. Now, Cairns-based suicide educator Dulcie Bird said, demand for a mental health first aid course designed to identify at-risk employees had surged in the wake of this pandemic. She said there was a wide range of signs to indicate loved ones and friends could be on the edge, including a physical withdrawal from social situations. And further in the article, it says, following COVID-related redundancies, she said many were experiencing financial hardship. Ms. Bird said that when broaching the traditionally taboo subject, it was important to be prepared for a loved one to indicate they were not okay. She's the nail on the head with that term, the traditionally taboo subject. That's before and after the tragedy. Dulcie's on the line, Chief Executive Dr. Edward Koch or Edward Koch Foundation. Hello, Dulcie.
Good morning, John.
Gee, this is an important issue. I'm so pleased you broached it because people don't like talking about it. But what happened on Thursday night has shocked so many people. They found out in the midst of our city, you know, in the evening, and this has happened, and people immediately say, oh, why didn't he reach out? Surely it couldn't have been that bad. But this is so often the story behind the tragedy, isn't it? They just don't reach out for whatever reason. Can you expand on this?
Well, sometimes they do reach out, John. Unfortunately, people aren't equipped to recognise the signs that they are reaching out. Mm. And that is why we need to educate more people about those signs, what to look for when someone may be hurting or feeling isolated or helpless or hopeless. We need to know how to do that. And we also need to know that when we ask if a person is okay, we need to know what to do if they say they're not okay.
Precisely. Can you talk about the signs for a moment?
Well, there's many, many signs, but one of them would be the feelings of helplessness or hopelessness or fear and anxiety that builds and builds, irritability, people saying that they don't care about anything anymore, they've lost all hope. They can have financial issues, relationship breakdowns, legal issues. There's a lot of things that might be causing a person pain, and their reaching out is one of the things we need them to do. Let people know that there are agencies here in Cairns, and there are a lot of them that are available to help. It's just that sometimes they don't know where to go for help, how to access those things.
Now, the mention here is, for example, it says, following COVID-related redundancies, many are experiencing financial hardship. Is this one of the big contributors at the moment?
Financial hardship would be one of those that, especially in our Cairns area, we've seen so many businesses that are really struggling because we rely so heavily on tourism and other things that tourism brings to the north. And so financial hardship is one. But there are many others, John. The relationship breakdowns, for example, it takes a real toll on a relationship when there is a job loss, when there are, excuse me, when there are feelings of isolation, social distancing, having to abide by rules. You know, sometimes we sort of don't know what we've got until we lose it. We mightn't even go and see our loved ones in another town. Mm. But when we're not able to, then we suddenly realise how important it is that we are able to, and we miss that. And so people are feeling quite overwhelmed by that.
Gee, it's a whole new world in so many ways, because we just haven't had rehearsal at this sort of thing, this sort of, as you put it, being fundamentally locked down and not getting access to your loved ones. Can I just ask you to expand on this too? It says in this article it's important to be prepared for a loved one to indicate they were not okay and then knowing what to do. Can you expand on that for us?
Yes, well, we need to get them help. Once we have them telling us that they're not okay, we need to support them, let them know that you're there for them. But it's important, too, that they get professional help. That is so very important. So we just don't keep this to ourselves. We talk to them about how we can get them to get the help they need. And that help could be, I think, the first port of call would be the doctor.
Yeah.
Persuade them to go to the doctor. And when they go to the doctor, don't just talk about physical symptoms,
yes,
but talk about how they're feeling, their emotions and their sentiments and what they're going through, not just physically but mentally, so that the doctor has an awareness that there is an issue, and then that doctor can refer on to the appropriate person.
Dulcie, I have heard there's a lot of people receiving treatment. In fact, a lot of people wanting psychological help, but the local practitioners are booked out for lengthy periods. Have you heard this?
I have not heard that. Well, I have heard that, but I do believe that if someone was quite needing of an appointment, that there would be some doctor available that would be able to see to them. But if there is no doctor available, no appointment, then mental health services at the hospital, go to the emergency department and see a doctor there. And that doctor will then gauge whether the person needs to see the acute care team.
This has been really helpful today. Dulcie, I appreciate this. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Dulcie Bird, she's the CEO of the Dr. Edward Koch or Edward Koch Foundation. It's pronounced Koch if I remember rightly, but I know with other people in television, television programs daily, I think that's called Koch. This is the same spelling but pronounced Koch.